Better prices every day. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, the biggest sale of the season ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 619 to 85.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on NASCAR News now.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Road course racing from Watkins Glen International this weekend. They are not only going to be turning left, but they're mixing in some right-handers as well. Bad, fast road course racing is what we're talking about. Elevation changes all over the place. And don't forget to look for those reverse pit stops. The gas filler is on the right side. It's going to mix up those pit crews. A driver is going to break over 550 times during this race, so that's kind of important. And look out for the bus stop part of the racetrack. From 1992, drivers often use that as a passing opportunity, and it's always exciting. Drivers going from 170 miles an hour down to 60 in just seconds to get through there. It's a 2.45 mile road course. Turns, some say 7, some say 10, some say 12. It's 90 laps in length, 220.5 miles. Last year's winner was Denny Hamlin. The year before that, in case you're wondering, was Joey Logano. And you could check out all the action Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Driver, the number 77, Eric Jones, is on. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. All right, you've had a pretty fun week. You visited the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Team Center there in Park City, Utah. I mean, that had to be a thrill.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, something totally different from what we normally get to do. So just cool to see see what the athletes get to go through firsthand and preparation for the Olympic Games. And the dedication they put in is just beyond, above and beyond what you'd ever imagine. So just neat to see.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
National columnist says the Big Ten is overrated. That's okay, Big Ten fans. You can't be overrated unless you're rated to begin with.
I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it! Yes.
Yes. You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Yes, again.
Coming to you live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City.
It's a great idea. Let's do a road trip.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
You know what? It's not just about numbers. It's not just about how many games you played or how many touchdowns you scored. It was about when you got those opportunities, what did you do with them?
And that's a man that made the most of the opportunity that he got in the National Football League, Cedar Rapids' own Kurt Warner. Welcome in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann, who's back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids in the KGYM studios. Great day to be listening on 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Maybe you're in Cedar Rapids, tuned in on 107.5 FM, or anywhere in eastern Iowa right now, listening in on 1600 AM. Our historic main gym frequency. Great program lined up for you today. We're going to talk about Kurt Warner and his pending Hall of Fame induction in Canton tomorrow. We'll do it with Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch tonight at 5 o'clock. Jack Dom will stop by for his weekly Major League Baseball chat with us, touching all bases. Cubs on the wrong end of a 4-2 decision today against the Washington Nationals in that series opener. Two home runs for a guy by the name of Daniel Murphy. He seems to have figured out what it takes to have success against Cubs pitching. Love it or leave it, a Friday staple on tap in hour number three as well. But in addition to Kurt Warner going into the Hall of Fame, of course, a huge story, especially for his hometown of Cedar Rapids. Tomorrow, Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes will meet the media right here in Iowa City. You and I and Iowa State had their media days earlier in the week. We're going to be talking a lot of Hawkeye football today. We invite you to join us in the conversation. 319-366-1600. How you doing, Alex? Are you you got to be excited about tomorrow?
I am excited, and I hear a lot of people. Oh, well, you'll just get the same answers, and you'll ask the same questions. That may be true, but we're going to get to talk to Nathan Stanley for the first. Well, I guess for the second time. We were able to talk to him briefly during the spring game. We were able to talk to Tyler Wiegers briefly during the spring game as well. But just to kind of catch up with those guys and see how camp is going. I don't think they're quite halfway through camp yet, but we don't get to see them practice at all. We're going to be able to see them on August the 12th in one final scrimmage before September the 1st against the Wyoming Cowboys. There has not been a starter named. The coaching staff is waiting for Nathan Stanley to kind of separate himself, and that hasn't happened yet, or at least it hasn't had the appearance of happening yet because they haven't named a starter. So I think that's what I'm going to take away, and we'll get to it during Love It or Leave It as well. Brian Ferentz, he's been a hit at Media Day the past couple of years, but now he has a bigger role as offensive coordinator. So interested to hear him, hear what he has to say as well.
We've got a poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com. What is Iowa's biggest concern heading into 2017? Is it finding a starting quarterback, replacing Desmond King, adapting to a new offensive coordinator, the depth or lack thereof at the receiver position, or you can't have an Iowa preseason poll about concerns without throwing special teams on there, can you? Emil's Hideaway is sponsor of the poll question at KGYMradio.com. Make sure you check them out. They're kind of hard to find, but if you know where they're at, they're worth checking out. Behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line available to you today, as well as the good old-fashioned phone line. Same number, two purposes, texting and calling, 319-366-1600. And Kirk Ferentz will obviously be popular tomorrow, as he is every day at Media Day. This will be year number 19 for Kirk Ferentz and Media Days. It's kind of hard to believe, but I think he may take a backseat to Brian Ferentz tomorrow. I think there's going to be a lot of people with some questions for Iowa's new offensive coordinator, not only personnel-wise, but you may recall during the offseason, Brian made some headlines by appearing on that podcast in Des Moines where he made some comments, pointed comments, about P.J. Fleck in Minnesota, Matt Campbell in Iowa State, even, I think, threw a jab Nebraska's way to the West. And I think this is going to be good for Iowa football to have somebody in there who's not exactly afraid to ruffle some feathers.
And he's been like that since he arrived in Iowa City from New England. And I guess not a lot of people noticed it because he was the offensive line coach, and now that he's the offensive coordinator, he's been elevated, and that was somewhat of a national story. He becomes – his words carry more weight than they did. So, yeah, like you said, I think it's good. Maybe selfishly, there's a little bit of a selfish angle in there. I like when he comes out and says some things in the media and gets people riled up, because it's definitely headlines. It's definitely something to talk about, which is not something that usually happens when you're talking about an Iowa a football program. But he's not afraid to tell you how it is. If you ask him how the offense is doing and they have been struggling, he'll tell you. If you ask him how the quarterbacks have been doing and they're struggling, he will tell you. So like you said, he's going to be the most sought after interview tomorrow, and he's going to. I know Matt Weitzel and Steve Rowe kind of check the watch to see how long they have certain guys out there, certain players and coaches talking to the media. I'm guessing that Brian Ferentz is going to be talking for quite a while, because reporters are going to be coming in and out and trying to figure out what's going on with his offense, because it's a big mystery at this point.
Well, 5232 on the text line says the biggest concern has to be the quarterback and quarterback play. I don't necessarily agree with that, because Brian Ferentz's offense isn't going to be a drastic departure from Greg Davis's offense, which, when you think about it, wasn't a drastic departure from Ken O'Keefe's offense. I think when you look at the Iowa Hawkeyes and what they do offensively and have done offensively during the majority of the 19 years Kirk Ferentz has been, let's put it this way, in 18 of the 19 seasons where Kirk Ferentz has been the head coach, we'll take 2002 out of the equation because that was Brad Banks, and Banks was special. He had a unique skill set. But in those other seasons, I guess 17 completed seasons, removing 2002 from the equation, the offense has been pretty similar, to the point where as long as you've got somebody who's capable, you can at least get decent results. I don't necessarily think you need Joe Montana to run the Iowa offense. Why did I use Joe Montana and not another example there? I don't know. I don't think you need a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback like a Kurt Warner or somebody to run Iowa's offense. It's relatively simple. What you do need are some of those other things on the poll question today. Now, that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that quarterback is cut and dried, or that it's not a concern, or that you as an Iowa fan don't have to have a right to be worried about who's going to be the starting quarterback. I just think when you look at Iowa's struggles in the past, it's usually been because they aren't getting good play at one of those other positions that's listed on the poll question. They'll find a quarterback. They've got a couple quarterbacks. They'll figure out who the starter is. And we talked with Chuck Long a couple weeks ago in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day. It may be a while. It may be 2, 3, 4 weeks into the schedule before they ultimately feel comfortable with one guy over the other. But they'll find a quarterback.
I think 5232 in the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line kind of hits the nail on the head. They don't need huge numbers. They need consistency. And Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz have talked about that several times, especially since Brian has taken over as offensive coordinator. This is never going to be an offense that goes out and throws the ball 60 times a game, 60, 70 times a game. They're not going to all of a sudden run the spread, the air raid. It's not going to happen. But they have to be able to at least have the threat of a passing attack, which is something that they didn't have for about half of last year. And will they be able to develop it? I don't know. We'll find out. Whether that's the quarterback position or the wide receiver position, or both of them trying to get on the same page, that's the biggest key. The running game with James Butler and Akram Wadley is going to be just fine behind five offensive linemen that are built to be run blockers. But you put an inexperienced quarterback behind an offensive line that struggled in pass protection and a wide receiving core that is full of more questions than answers, that's where the concerns come from. I think it's definitely, maybe it's a cop-out answer right here, but it's a collective concern that I think you can just put everything under one umbrella, and that umbrella would be the passing game in general.
We're at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's another edition of the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. Don't forget, you can check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person at one of their three locations here in Iowa City, North Liberty or Grinnell. Again, we'll be talking about Kurt Warner's Hall of Fame induction with Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, kicking off hour number two. But right now, dominating the conversation, as it should be on August 4th in Iowa City, Hawkeye football, media day tomorrow. What are you looking forward to finding out? What do you want to know about this year's Hawkeyes? 319-366-1600. I'm assuming that the new players, the new transfers, will be available tomorrow. I don't necessarily know for sure, but in the past, everybody has been available. They can't necessarily say that there's a class conflict on Saturday, so that's always been one of those things during the week and during the season when media availability has been out there. Class conflicts sometimes keep guys away, but This is the one day of the year where Iowa pulls back the curtain and opens up the book, bares its soul for everybody to see. Virtually nobody is off limits, although
except for the true freshmen.
The true freshmen are unavailable to the media, but everybody else is out there. And this is the opportunity. Look, some of us have been in Chicago. Some of us have been covering this team, you know, 24/7 from start to finish. But there's going to be other media outlets from across the state where maybe this is the only time that they come to Iowa City to pay attention to the Hawkeyes, or this is the only time that they bring back locally sourced content back to their markets. It's always a big day. Now, in 2017, you can make the argument that Media Day isn't as necessary to the school as it may have been 20, 25 years ago, but it's still a big occasion and a big milestone in the countdown to kickoff, because remember, September 2nd, Kinnick Stadium, Wyoming comes to town. We are less than a month away from the start of the college football season. This team still has some things to figure out. Whether or not they've got some of them sorted out at this point or not, as you said, some of the questions that Kirk Ferentz will be asked tomorrow are going to be very similar to what we heard him asked a couple weeks ago in Chicago. The answers are going to be virtually the same. But we will probably learn some new things about this football team tomorrow.
I hope so, because this will be, like I said, the second to last time we'll be able to meet and see the team before September 2nd or 3rd, because they'll have a media availability that week. But there are a few practices under their belt right now, and we're not going to learn everything. You're going to get a lot of the same answers, but I think in the past there have been a few position changes announced at Media Day. There have been a couple. I think that's where we found out that LeVar Woods had switched. No, that was a couple years back. But it's just I hope that tomorrow Brian Ferentz kind of is as open as he usually is, that moving to offensive coordinator and now elevating his position, he'll stay as honest as he has been in the past about this new offense. And he hasn't given away really any secrets. I think that we as media members have taken all of the times that he's talked, all of the times that Kirk has talked about changes, possible changes to the offense over the past 4 or 5 months, and piece them together to try to figure out what exactly we might see on September the 2nd against Wyoming. But maybe tomorrow we get a few more answers, a few more hints as to if there will be any changes, or we're going to kind of see the status quo. Like we've talked about in the past, we're not going to see wholesale changes. Kirk Ferentz's offense is Kirk Ferentz's offense, but just the subtle changes could make a big difference.
You mentioned second to last. It's not quite the second to last. It's actually the third to last opportunity for you to enjoy a Z102.9 Mug Club night out at the ballpark with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're winding down a 7-game homestand with the final game against the Kane County Cougars tonight. 6:35 first pitch against the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. Colonels ultimately wound up losing last night in the debut of the pitcher that they acquired, the Minnesota Twins acquired from the Washington Nationals organization. And Colonels are playing up and down baseball right now down the stretch, but this is sort of their last opportunity, if you will, in early August before football starts to dominate the news cycle, before the kids head back to school. Really a last hurrah of sorts, if you will, the days winding down at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And so get out there to the ballpark tonight. Enjoy your first draft beer for just $6. It comes in the collectible mug, reusable mug, and then your refills all night long are just $3. Then you bring the mug back to the remaining two Friday games this season, and you can get $3 refills from the moment that you walk in the gate. Now, that being said, if you're a craft beer drinker, you can still enjoy the specials as well. It just costs $1 more. So Colonels and Diamondbacks, Colonels and Cougars on tap tonight. The Cougars, the Diamondbacks affiliate, 6:35 first pitch, as we mentioned. Also, as we touched on at the beginning of the program, Washington wins the series opener over the Cubs 4-2 at Wrigley Field today. A couple home runs for Daniel Murphy. Carl Edwards Jr., finding some struggles in the bullpen, but Joe Maddon sticking with him, and we'll see how the Cubs play out throughout the weekend. But speaking of up and down baseball, I think the roller coaster is going to continue on the north side of Chicago for quite some time here in the second half. 319-366-1600. We're not on the north side of Chicago. We're on, well, I guess you could call this the south side of Iowa City, relatively speaking. At least we're south of Melrose at Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. Again, we're here until 7 o'clock. Happy hour actually got underway at 3 o'clock today. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. And it's a big night here at the Coach's Corner because Iowa City West High is going to be here kicking off the football season for the Trojans. And I think that starts at 5 o'clock. I know they've got some tents and activities set up outside. And maybe Sean will fill us in on some of the things that are going on tonight. But if you're a supporter of Iowa City West High Athletics, high school football season right around the corner, and they're having their unofficial official kickoff to the season tonight. I know they got some silent auction items, some other things. And I would be remiss if we didn't also give at least a small nod. I don't believe that this will make any of the big board updates today, nor should it. But I understand our very own Scott Unash, for a very short amount of time, was leading at the City Am today in Cedar Rapids. Now, Scott was one of the first golfers to tee off, and so he was one of the first golfers to finish up. But a 76 today.
Pretty
for
good.
Scott.
And
I can attest,
cut, right?
And I can attest, having seen him at the ballpark last night, because he was keeping a low profile at Veterans Memorial Stadium
you.
In the press box.
That's why he went up in the press box, because he heard you telling people to
he
feed
may
him
have.
Beers.
He may have. I didn't ask him if anybody was trying to ply him with any Bud Light or Miller Lite last night. But Scott kept a low profile. He got to bed early, woke up this morning, and played very well. And if you follow Gazette photographer Stephen Malley on Twitter, or you follow me on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, you can see a photo gallery of our very own Scott Unash from the links earlier today. Check it out again on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp. Give me a follow. 319-366-1600. Kyle is back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's going to have our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, live at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, and it continues next.
What kind of thrills are in store for you at the Iowa State Fair? How about the musical antics of Here Come the Mummies, the glam metal of Bang Tango, or 80s favorite Tiffany? Thrills like these are free with gate admission. More than 200 free acts packed into 11 days of music, fun, and food. Country music acts like Restless Heart, Brett Young, and Chris Lane. Rock shows like Kix and Saliva. And it wouldn't be the fair without favorites like The Nadas, Hairball, and The Blue Band. Listening thrills, dancing thrills, even singing along thrills, all free with your gate admission at the Iowa State Fair, August 10th through the 20th in Des Moines. Check out the complete entertainment schedule at iowastatefair.org.
Nothing compares to the thrills at the Iowa State Fair.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
426, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming your way on 106.3 and 107.5 FM in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa and online at kgymradio.com. Don't forget, vote in the poll question today. Iowa's most pressing concern as the Hawkeyes get ready to kick off the 2017 football season. We'll talk Kurt Warner and his Hall of Fame induction with Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch coming up at the top of the hour. Jack Dom is with us as well today for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. Love it or leave it, typical Friday for you as we get ready for Iowa Football Media Day tomorrow, and something we do every day here, twice an hour on KGYM. It's time for your first Midwest One Bank.
Well, I will. We'll get to the Midwest One Bank Big Board update in just a second. I wanted to give a little bit of a programming note first. Jack Dom usually joins us here on stage for Touching All Bases, and he will be on the phone today. I think he is also out on the recruiting trail like he was last week.
Well, hopefully hour number two goes a little bit smoother than hour number one. You've still got time to join us, though. Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. It's a beautiful day out. It feels like fall. This is football weather.
In fact, it was cold. Last night I was out and about, and we tried to sit out on a patio. I had a coat on, or not a coat, but a jacket and jeans, and I was still a little bit chilly. So we're in the middle of August, and last night felt like you said, fall weather. A little bit chilly.
This is the patio at the new place?
Yes, actually. I thought, you know what, I'll kind of stay in last night, go up on the patio, and then we went to another establishment with a patio. But it was a little bit chilly.
You don't look any worse for the wear. You must have got to bed early.
I did.
As early as Scott?
Probably not.
Probably
but I
not.
Knew that I had a show to do.
All right, let's send it back to the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann has your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day.
Head coach Lisa Bluder announced several changes to her Iowa women's basketball staff today, the most notable announcement being Jenny Fitzgerald's promotion to associate head coach. Abby Stamp was also named director of player development, while Catherine Reynolds is the new director of operations. Both are former players for Bluder and Fitzgerald. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing at the World Golf Championships in Akron, Ohio this weekend, and after his second round today, he finds himself in a tie for second at 4 under par, 2 strokes off the lead. The Iowa baseball team wrapped up their play at the NBC World Series yesterday, and they've now got 20 days before they leave for Taipei. They'll host one more exhibition game before then, however, when the Quad City Cardinals come to Duane Banks Field on August 10th. The game wasn't quite as nice as the weather last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, with the Colonels falling to the Kane County Cougars for the second night in a row, 6-1. They'll be trying to avoid the sweep tonight with ace Clark Beaker on the mound, taking on Riley Smith at 6:35. The Iowa football team will hold its media day tomorrow, and our whole Todd Brommelkamp Show squad will be there, so be sure to tune in on Monday and we'll tell you what was interesting. The Rangers beat the Twins last night 4-1, and we'll have game 2 of that series right here on KGYM after our show. It'll be Bartolo Colon and Martin Perez pitching beginning at 7:10, and you can catch it right on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Thank you, Kyle, and again, Colonels at 6:35 tonight, a Z102.9 Mug Club. Stop on out as the Colonels head out of town for a little bit. They've still got a month of the regular season to play in the Midwest League, and then the playoffs are right around the corner as well. Who do the Colonels face in the playoffs? Well, Butch Hobson and the Kane County Cougars.
Butch Hobson.
Same team that they're taking on right now.
Former manager of the Boston Red Sox.
I was there last night with Scott Unash. We were sitting in the press box watching Butch Hobson in the Kane County dugout. And at one point, the umpire motioned over to the dugout because the bat boy had forgotten to take one of the bat weights into the dugout from the on-deck circle in between innings. And so the umpire motioned, hey, we're not starting the game until the bat weight gets taken off the field of play. And you could just sort of see Butch Hobson exhale and his shoulders kind of sank, and he got out of the dugout and did it himself, since the bat boy clearly didn't notice that he had forgotten to do it. And all I could think of was, this is a guy that 20 plus years ago was managing in Fenway Park, Yankee Stadium, Camden Yards, and here he is dragging, doing menial labor in Class A baseball. You've either got to really love the game or you've got to really need the money.
Well, Did he have any gigs in between? That's what I want to know. Did he go from the majors to AAA to AA to A-ball?
He's been out of coaching for a while, and then he was working in the independent
leagues.
Okay. So this is his return to affiliated baseball. But Willie Wilson, you may remember him, former Kansas City Royal. He's a guy who openly talked when he was in the Midwest League about needing the job for the money. It happens.
319-366-1600. I hope they get paid more than the players, though.
Well, not much. Dan Wolken of USA Today wrote a column yesterday saying that the Big Ten is the new SEC. He wasn't paying the Big Ten a compliment. We'll talk about it next.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour SportsCenter update, which is brought to you by Infinity Skincare. Getting great results for guys just like you with PRP for male pattern baldness. No surgery, no downtime. Find out more at InfinitySkinHealth.com.
When I looked at that picture, I couldn't believe the dude with the bald patch was me. My buddy said he'd probably look the same way if he wasn't getting PRP at Infinity Skincare. I didn't believe him because he has really good hair. But it's legit. PRP for male baldness is a state-of-the-art treatment that stimulates hair follicles for thicker, fuller hair. And Infinity Skincare at Coralville has it.
Infinity Skincare is getting great results for guys just like you. No surgery, no downtime. Find out more about PRP for male pattern baldness at InfinitySkinHealth.com.
On ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Doc Rivers is still the coach of the Clippers, but team owner Steve Ballmer tells ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski that Rivers will now step away from front office responsibilities, which will be handled by Lawrence Frank. Rivers was hired as president and coach of the team in 2013. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin signs a contract extension through the 2020 season. Tomlin is now in his 11th year on the job in Pittsburgh. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill avoided left knee surgery last year, but ESPN's Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington are reporting the team is concerned he will need season-ending surgery now after hurting the knee again. Coach Adam Gase says if Tannehill can't play, right now Matt Moore is the starter. The Ravens sign offensive lineman Austin Howard to a 3-year deal. Howard started for the Raiders the last 3 years. He was cut last week. Baseball today, the Nationals beat the Cubs 4-2 at Wrigley Field. Daniel Murphy with two home runs. He drives in three. Alabama basketball coach Avery Johnson gets a 2-year contract extension.
Get your large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99. Call now to carry out or order online for delivery. Oven hot pizza, fast every time, because no one out-pizzas the hut.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original, the authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
4:36. Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and producer Kyle Mann, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We are at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Where is that? 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. Happy hour well underway. Goes until 7 o'clock tonight. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic drafts, and a whole lot of green and gold at Coach's Corner tonight as Iowa City West's football team is kicking off its season tonight with a special event here at Coach's Corner. Details are on the Coach's Corner Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, you know, you can give KGYM Radio a like as well. Just search KGYM Radio as well. We've got plenty to come tonight. We'll talk about Kurt Warner and his Hall of Fame induction, which will be held in Canton, Ohio tomorrow. Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is going to kick off the 5 o'clock hour with us. Jack Dom will be on the phone today as he joins us from the road recruiting, his weekly baseball segment, Touching All Bases. Love It or Leave It on the way as well. And more Iowa football talk as the Hawkeyes are under 24 hours away from having their media days tomorrow. Looks like the forecast is going to cooperate. And as Alex mentioned earlier in hour number one here, we will be there tomorrow bringing you plenty of audio, news, and reaction on Monday's edition of the program. So join us right back here on KGYM again Monday. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. While we're talking about football, I don't know if you saw this or not yesterday, but Dan Wolkin, columnist at USA Today, wrote a piece that hasn't exactly been well received in Big Ten country. The title of the column was Big Ten Replaces the SEC as College Football's Most Overrated Conference. I'll share some of the highlights here, and then we'll get into whether or not the criticism is warranted and whether or not anybody should lose any sleep over this. Spoiler alert, I don't think you should. But he says the biggest shift in college football happened almost overnight. With so little warning, it's practically gone unnoticed. But as of today, with the release of the preseason Amway coaches poll for 2017, the SEC is no longer the sport's most overrated conference. That honor now belongs to the Big Ten. While the SEC boasts the nation's number one team in Alabama, the coaches have put four Big Ten teams in the top 10 to start the season. Four teams from the conference that hasn't scored a single point in two consecutive appearances in the college football playoff. Four teams from the conference that face-planted during the most recent bowl season, going 3-7. It doesn't get any prettier from there. I'll stop reading, but it doesn't get any more flattering for the Big Ten from that point on. So is the Big Ten overrated? 319-366-1600. Four teams inside the top 10, highlighted, as we mentioned yesterday, by Ohio State. They occupy the number two spot in the poll, right behind Alabama. The Crimson Tide, the unquestioned number one team coming into the season. But obviously, there are some other Big Ten teams that the coaches and I think fans are high on as well this year, not just Ohio State. As you take a look at the rest of the poll, you had Penn State at 6, Michigan at 9, and Wisconsin at 10.
We had Dan Wolkin on the previous show. Do you remember this? Dan Wolkin joined the APC about a year and a half ago. I don't think this was during last year's football season, but just about 2 years now. And he made a point, I don't know why I remember this, but he made a point that I agree with 100%, and this this column seems to be him venturing away from that point. The point that he made is, I don't look at conferences as a whole, I look at teams. And now he seems to be looking at conferences as a whole, which I don't understand, because I look at the top of the Big Ten, and yes, I do think that Michigan is probably a little bit overrated this year, but that is based on 2 years in a row of very good football, and now Jim Harbaugh bringing in his own recruits. I look at Ohio State, and I see Kevin Wilson come in there, and they were a college football playoff team last year. I think they're going to be a college football playoff team this year, even though they have underachieved a little bit the last 2 years, which is hilarious to say. They've lost two games, the three games combined the last 2 years. And I want to look at teams. I don't think that Ohio State has any bearing on making – on any bearing on Iowa, if that makes sense. I don't look – at conferences as a whole, because it doesn't make sense to me. I will say that I think this year the SEC, there are going to be a lot of SEC teams resurging and putting themselves back in the national landscape, and whether the Big Ten can hold suit and Northwestern can be one of those teams and Wisconsin can be one of those teams, that's going to kind of create the optics of whatever the 2017 Big Ten football schedule looks like. But I just think it's kind of a weird way of looking at it, especially coming from a guy who came on this show and agreed with the way I'm looking at things.
That's a Big Ten schedule that gets kicked off right away in week one with Ohio State at Indiana. The College Game Day crew is going to be in Bloomington for that one. You might want to call that the biggest football game in Indiana history.
That's on a Thursday, though?
It is on a Thursday, but it's still the College Game Day crew. So that's not technically game day, but it's the game day crew. They're going to be there, which for Indiana football fans is a big deal, as it should be. Let's head to the phone lines, 319-366-1600. Sonny in Iowa City is going to bat leadoff for us tonight. Sonny, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I think that Michigan, I don't have any reason to believe that Michigan won't basically perform better than they have in years past. And in years past, they've overachieved from what I thought they were going to do anyway. You're looking at exactly what Alex said, which is, this is Harbaugh's first year with really his own guys. And he has done nothing but put quality teams on the field. I think that putting them in the top 10 is an entirely fair thing. I mean, a top 10 ranking, or a college football ranking, for that matter, at this stage of the game, is entirely speculation, right? So if you're going to do that, you might as well speculate based off of your prediction on what may happen if things turn out well. And I think that if things turn out well, barring injury, then Michigan is going to do quite well. The other guys on that list, I mean, they're all good teams that have done typically very well, particularly if you look at the record that they're able to put up inside their own division. Ohio State just murders a lot of those teams. Wisconsin, everybody thinks that Wisconsin just runs through the West, and a lot of times they do. So it's not unfair to put them high up, because they end up with a great record every year.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. You can follow him, 319-366-1600. I'm taking a look at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Matt in Cedar Rapids says, conference overall rankings are dumb. Just evaluate teams. Oklahoma not meeting expectations doesn't affect any other Big 12 team. Michigan has nothing to do with Iowa. It's interesting he brought up Oklahoma, because you got a first-year coach in Lincoln Riley taking over for Bob Stoops. Oklahoma was 11-2 a year ago. They're number 8 in the preseason poll. I look at the first coaches poll this week, and there's a whole lot of speculation there. Penn State at 6, are they going to be as good as they were a year ago? They certainly have a Heisman Trophy caliber player in Saquon Barkley, and we've talked a lot about Joe Moorhead and that offense that they run at Penn State. They're going to be good, but I think it would be crazy to expect 4 teams from the Big Ten to remain in the top 10 all year.
They won't.
But if you look at this is set up, everybody's acting, or Dan Wolkin's acting, as if the SEC still isn't overrated. They've got LSU at number 12. They were 8-4 a year ago. Auburn is at 13. They were 8-5. So are you writing that column if LSU and Auburn are three spots higher on this list? I mean, again, it's very arbitrary.
It is. And the point that Sonny made was interesting, because I look at this poll and kind of venturing a little bit outside the Big Ten, although there are a couple of these cases in the Big Ten as well. There are some of these teams where you look and you say, okay, well, what they have coming back makes them a top 15 team, makes them a top 10 team, makes them a top 5 team. And there are other teams where you say, okay, well, they may have lost a lot, but that program recruits well, that coach recruits well, so they're going to bounce back. And then there's one team that does both and is ranked number one in the country. So I think that Michigan is one of those teams that gets the benefit of the doubt regardless in preseason rankings, because they know, coaches and media members know how good of a recruiter Jim Harbaugh is. And I think the same goes for Clemson, who loses a ton, but they know how good of a recruiter Dabo Swinney is. And I know that Urban Meyer and Ohio State is the number two team in the country, but it would be the same as if they lost their entire team. They know, people know how good of a recruiter he is. So I think those programs are going to stay up there, especially the ones with the best coaches. I say this all the time. What are the best? If you really want to go by which are the best conferences are the conferences with the best coaches and the best quarterbacks. And last year that was the ACC. This year, maybe it's the Big Ten. Maybe it goes back to being the SEC. But it's at this point, I don't understand getting all bent out of shape about a preseason poll, especially when those SEC teams are just a few slots lower. And you brought it up, Todd. A lot of this is what you did last year, and you can't really put LSU in the top 10 or Auburn in the top 10 as with when both of those teams combined for 9 losses last year.
What does getting shut out in college football playoff games have to do with the price of tea in China? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, you're taking the results of two individual football games and then basically casting that on the entire. Look, if you get enough sticks, you can eventually build a big enough pile to make a decent campfire. And that seems to be what he's done here. He's taken this little bit here, this little bit here, and I'm not saying that the Big Ten is the greatest football conference on the face of the planet, but that's pretty harsh words for August 3rd, which is yesterday when this column was published. Look, I got news for Dan, and he doesn't need me to tell him this, but the Big Ten is overrated. The SEC, everybody is overrated. The SEC, the ACC, everybody's overrated. No one's played a game yet. It's the first week of August. So to say that one conference is over, quote-unquote, overrated, they all are right now. And it goes back to the discussion yesterday about, you know, when's a good time for preseason polls to come out, or polls, since preseason polls are pretty much self-explanatory. They would come out before the season started. But should we wait to rank you know, again, I don't lose any sleep over rankings. I couldn't care less in week one. I couldn't care less in week 13. But everybody is overrated right now because nobody's played a game. We haven't seen any. This is all for discussion purposes only. And it gets people talking. And believe me, I spent a lot of time yesterday and today reading some of the replies and some of the comments that were made to him. And kudos to him for writing the piece that he did, and I think it's well written. I found it interesting. I didn't necessarily agree with the premise of it, but good on him for having, you know, putting his name on it and taking the flack that he has from folks in Columbus and State College and Ann Arbor and all across Big Ten. I'm sure there's folks in Piscataway that are probably upset about this.
There probably are. And the other thing that he did in this article, which you just brought up, was he talked about, he used bowl success as a barometer here. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves, using single games at the end of the season, and a lot of them are meaningless, to say, oh, yeah, well, the Big Ten is better than the SEC or vice versa. I don't think you can you can no more do that than judge an entire SC or an entire conference in basketball based on one game in the NCAA tournament. So if you want to do that, look at the non-conference schedule last year. Look at Wisconsin beating LSU. There are sticks that I can dig up and make the counter argument, especially at this point in the season.
Kurt on the text line says the only thing with less value than a preseason ranking is an article about the merits of said rankings. And I'm sure there's someone out there that would add a radio show talking about the merits of said rankings, about the merit of said preseason rankings. 319-366-1600. You're going to want to join us as we kick off hour number two with Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We'll have a great discussion with Jim regarding the Hall of Fame bona fides of Cedar Rapids' own Kurt Warner. He's got the gold jacket tonight in Canton. They get the jacket tonight. And then tomorrow is the actual induction ceremony, I believe. Last night, the Cowboys beat the Cardinals in the Hall of Fame game, but they didn't cover the spread.
I noticed that it was right around the spread, too. What was it, 2.5?
2.5.
How do they do that?
So
it is. That's witchcraft.
Congratulations,
that's
degenerates.
Ridiculous.
Especially if you had Arizona plus 2.5 last night in Canton. 4:52, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, no issues with the top of the hour. We'll have another big board update for you. Kyle back in the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, making sure that we stay on track until 7 o'clock tonight. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in and join us. KGYM Road Trip here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. We'll continue after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Take me out to a Twins game.
So you can get another bobblehead for your collection?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Free TC bobbleheads on August 6th.
I think you have one of those.
No, I have an Asiatic black bear bobblehead.
Where'd you get that?
Laos.
Really?
Yeah. Weird story, way before we met.
Ooh.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Sunday, August 6th for TC's Summer Bash. Enjoy a mascot softball game, a kids' fun zone, and more. And the first 10,000 fans get a free TC bobblehead, courtesy of U.S. Bank.
4:54, welcome back. Hour number one winding down of the Todd Powell Game Show here with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids at the KGYM studios. Waiting to hear from you today, 319-366-1600. Don't forget, weigh in on the poll question. What's Iowa's biggest concern heading into the 2017 football season? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids. Speaking of, we head back north to the studios. Kyle's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Head coach Lisa Bluter announced several changes to her Iowa women's basketball staff today, the most notable announcement being Jenny Fitzgerald's promotion to associate head coach. Abby Stamp was also named director of player development, while Catherine Reynolds is the new director of operations. Both are former players for Bluter and Fitzgerald. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing at the World Golf Championships in Akron, Ohio this weekend, and after his second round today, he's tied for second at 4 under par, 2 strokes off the lead. The Iowa baseball team wrapped up their play at the NBC World Series yesterday, and they've now got 20 days before they leave for Taipei. They'll host one more exhibition game before then, however, when the Quad City Cardinals come to Duane Banks Field on August 10th. The game wasn't quite as nice as the weather last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, with the Colonels falling to the Kane County Cougars for the second night in a row, 6-1. They'll be trying to avoid the sweep tonight with ace Clark Beaker on the mound, taking on Riley Smith at 6:35. The Iowa football team will hold its media day tomorrow, and our entire Todd Brommelkamp Show squad will be there, so be sure to tune in on Monday and we'll tell you what was interesting. The Rangers beat the Twins last night 4-1, and we'll have game two of that series right here on KGYM after our show. It'll be Bartolo Colon and Martin Perez pitching, beginning at 7:10, and you can catch it on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Again, the road trip will continue through 7 o'clock tonight. A big thank you to our friends at Linder Tire. You can check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person here in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. A little football news to pass along today from the NFL. Certainly looks like Ryan Tannehill may be out for an extended amount of time. The Dolphins are worried that he's going to have surgery on that knee that he injured yesterday in practice. And the Jay Cutler speculation continues to heat up with regard to coming out of retirement to re-team with his former offensive coordinator, Adam Gase, who's now the head coach of the Dolphins. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have awarded Mike Tomlin a contract extension today as well, one of the better coaches in the NFL, certainly a controversial coach in the NFL, but a guy who gets results more often than not and gives them a little bit of stability as they head into life, soon to be life, without guys like Ben Roethlisberger there in Pittsburgh. That's a franchise that's sort of in transition. Speaking of the NFL, huge weekend in Canton, Ohio, Hall of Fame induction weekend. And Cedar Rapids' own Kurt Warner going from bagging groceries to putting on the gold jacket at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch discusses with us next.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home